This is a summary of Ikigai by bestbookbriefings.com. Ikigai, the Japanese secret to a long and happy life. Authors, Hector Gracha and Francesc Morales. Masters of longevity. Okinawa is one of the areas in Japan that were most affected by World War II, as a result not only of conflicts on the battlefield, but also of hunger and a lack of resources. Once the war ended, the average life expectancy was not very high during the 1940s and 1950s. However, as Okinawans recovered from the destruction, they came to be some of the country's longest living citizens. Not only do the Okinawans live much longer than the rest of the world's population, they also suffer from fewer chronic illnesses such as cancer and heart disease. Inflammatory disorders are also less common. In addition, many of these centenarians enjoy enviable levels of vitality and health that would be unthinkable for people of advanced age elsewhere. What is it about Okinawa that makes it the best of the best in terms of life expectancy? Our purpose here is to bring the secrets of these centenarians to you. According to science, the keys to longevity are diet, exercise, forming strong social ties, learning not to give in when difficulties arise, and most importantly, finding your ikigai. Ikigai, the art of living. According to those born on Okinawa, everyone has an ikigai, a reason to get up in the morning. Some people have found their ikigai, while others are still looking, though they carry it within them. Our ikigai is hidden deep inside each of us, and finding it requires a patient search. Those who discover their ikigai have everything they need for a long and joyful journey through life. One surprising thing you notice, living in Japan, is how active people remain after they retire. In fact, many Japanese people never really retire, they keep doing what they love for as long as their health allows. Having a purpose in life is so important in Japanese culture that our idea of retirement simply doesn't exist there. Find flow in everything you do. We've all felt our sense of time vanish when we lose ourselves in an activity we enjoy. We start cooking, and before we know it, several hours have passed. We spend an afternoon with a book and forget about the world going by until we notice the sunset and realize we haven't eaten dinner. We go surfing and don't realize how many hours we have spent in the water until the next day, when our muscles ache. Finding flow, though being so involved in an activity that nothing else seems to matter. The experience itself is so enjoyable that people will do it even at great cost, for the sheer sake of doing it. Our mind is in order. If you often find yourself losing focus while working on something you consider important, there are several strategies you can employ to increase your chances of achieving flow. Strategy 1. Choose a difficult task, but not too difficult. If the roles for completing a task or achieving a purpose are too basic relative to our skill set, we will likely get bored. Activities that are too easy lead to apathy. Something aligned with our abilities, but just a bit of a stretch. So we experience it as a challenge. Strategy 2. Have a clear, concrete objective. If you are a boss, communicate the team's mission clearly. And don't let people get lost in details of obsessive planning. And create strategies to hide the fact that they don't have a clear objective. Strategy 3. Concentrate on a single task. Concentrating on one thing at a time may be the single most important factor in achieving flow. When we say we're multitasking, we end up spending all our energy alternating between tasks, instead of focusing on doing one of them well. Microflow, enjoying mundane tasks, our ability to turn routine tasks into moments of microflow, into something we enjoy, is key to our being happy. Since we all have to do such tasks. Moreover, focus on enjoying your daily rituals, using them as tools to enter a state of flow. Logotherapy. Simply, logotherapy helps people find reasons to live. It pushes people to consciously discover their life's purpose. Better living through logotherapy. A few key ideas. We don't create the meaning of our life. We discover it. We each have a unique reason for being, which can be adjusted or transformed many times over the years. Just as worry often brings about precisely the thing that was feared. Humor can help break negative cycles and reduce anxiety. We all have the capacity to do noble or terrible things. The side of the equation we end up on depends on our decisions. Morita therapy. Morita therapy focuses on teaching patients to accept their emotions without trying to control them, since their feelings will change as a result of their actions. In addition to accepting the people's emotions, it seeks to create new emotions on the basis of actions. These emotions are learned through experience and repetition. The basic principles of Morita therapy. 1. Accept your feelings. If we have obsessive thoughts, we should not try to control them or get rid of them. 2. Do what you should be doing. Morita therapy does not offer people explanations, but rather allows them to learn from their actions and activities. 3. Discover your life's purpose. The key to achieve this is having dared to look inside yourself to find your ikigai. Moai, connected for life. Getting together with my friends is one of the most important ikigai. So, a moai is an informal group of people with common interests who look out for one another. For many, serving the community becomes part of their ikigai. The moai has its origins in hard times, when farmers would get together to share best practices and help one another cope with meager harvests. Beyond that, celebrations seem to also be an essential part of life in Okinawa. They celebrate all the time, even little things. Little things that add up to a long and happy life. Okinawa's miracle diet. A study of Okinawa centenarians showed that they ate 206 different foods, including spices, on a regular basis. They eat at least 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. The easiest way to check if there is enough variety on your table is to make sure you're eating the rainbow. Different types of food like fish, rice, and vegetables. The 80% secret, fill your belly to 80%. This is why Okinawans stop eating when they feel their stomachs reach 80% of their capacity, rather than overeating and wearing down their bodies with long digestive processes that accelerate cellular oxidation. Exercises from the East that promote health and longevity. Practicing any Eastern disciplines on a regular basis is a great way to do so, like yoga, meditation, and physical exercises. Therefore, movement and breath help us to bring our consciousness in line with our body, instead of allowing our mind to be carried away by the sea of daily worries. Mental training. Mental training might sound a bit formal, but simply dealing with new situations, learning something new every day, playing games, and interacting with other people seem to be essential anti-aging strategies for the mind. Furthermore, a more positive outlook in this regard will yield greater mental benefits. It has been shown that maintaining an active, adaptable mind is one of the key factors in staying young. Anti-aging attitudes. One study, conducted at Yeshiva University, found that the people who live the longest have 2 dispositional traits in common, a positive attitude and a high degree of emotional awareness, beyond resilience, anti-fragility. We use the word fragile to describe people, things, and organizations that are weakened when harmed, and the words robust and resilient for things that are able to withstand harm without weakening. But we don't have a word for things that get stronger when harmed. So how can we be more anti-fragile? Step 1. Create redundancies. Instead of having a single salary, try to find a way to make money from your hobbies, at other jobs, or by starting your own business. Step 2. Bet conservatively in certain areas and take many small risks in others. Don't invest all your money in one project. The key is to taking small risks without exposing ourselves to dangers that might sink us. Step 3. Get rid of the things that make you fragile when we make our New Year's resolutions. We tend to emphasize adding new challenges to our lives. It's great to have this kind of objective. But setting good riddance goals can have an even bigger impact. Longevity killers. Stress. One way to reach a state of mindfulness is through meditation, which helps filter the information that reaches us from the outside world. It can also be achieved through breathing exercises, yoga, and body scans. Sitting. In the Western world in particular, the rise in sedentary behavior has led to numerous diseases such as hypertension and obesity, which in turn affect longevity. Find your ikigai. Our ikigai is different for all of us. But one thing we have in common is that we are all searching for meaning. When we spend our days feeling connected to what is meaningful to us, we live more fully. When we lose the connection, we feel despair. Our intuition and curiosity are very powerful internal compasses to help us connect with our ikigai. Follow those things you enjoy, and get away from or change those you dislike. Be led by your curiosity. And keep busy by doing things that fill you with meaning and happiness. It doesn't need to be a big thing. We might find meaning in being good parents or in helping our neighbors. There is no perfect strategy to connecting with our ikigai. But what we learned from the Okinawans is that we should not worry too much about finding it. Life is not a problem to be solved. Just remember to have something that keeps you busy doing what you love while being surrounded by the people who love you. Whether you prefer to read or listen, we have something for you. Visit bestbookbriefings.com now for more summaries.